Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Darren Lee, their middle linebacker, said, "We've lost our aggression, we've lost our passion in terms of tackling." And the Texans I spoke with after the game said the exact same thing. They said the Chiefs did not want to tackle. That's the way it felt as they really put them on their backs, in a sense, to use a couple of guys' words, in running the football. And if Patrick Mahomes can't play, you have a hard time showcasing that MVP talent.
That was James Palmer of NFL Network recounting a story from the Chiefs locker room, then the Texans locker room.
Right.
We didn't like the sound of that.
I did not like the sound of that at all.
Someone else who's played the game did not like the sound of that.
Yeah, he's a two-time Super Bowl champ, played with the likes of Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas. His name is Mark Collins, former New York football giant, former Kansas City Chief. Mark, if that was said in the locker room and DT and LT had heard somebody say that, they'd bloody their nose, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that'll be a problem. And I'll go one step further. If my coach, Bill Parcells, when he picks Bill Parcells will invite him into the office and tell him, "My condolences on losing your passion. I have a question for you. Which do you like, window or aisle?" And he'll buy him a ticket out of the stadium, because that's it. You can't play for a coach. You can't play for a coach who demands a lot of you. And, you know, by that guy making that comment, oh, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
By him making that statement, what he's just basically done was throw his teammates and his defensive coordinator under the bus. I mean, when you lose your passion to make a tackle, to play the game, and defense is a mindset, it's an attitude. When you lose that passion to play, oh, dude, it resonates throughout the whole one side of the football. And if the other team has done that, makes you feel that way, well, there's a pattern there, because that's been happening over the last 4 weeks. They achieved their goal. So I don't understand that coming out of any defensive player's mouth.
So what would you do if you were in that locker room, if you were on this team and you had heard that this guy said he'd lost his, you know, love and passion for tackling
his
and
mojo.
Stuff like that? Yeah, he lost the aggression and passion for tackling. What would you do as a teammate to this guy?
Well, I mean, I never, this is kind of uncharted waters, but I've seen stuff like this happen before a little bit. But, you know, we're going to have a team meeting, defensive only meeting. We're going to go in and we're going to air it out, because all over on the defensive side, listen, I'm not going to let this one comment just take over the whole season. The other stuff could be fixed. You know, learning to get in the tackles, being in the right position to make a play, that stuff could be fixed. And you know, sitting at 4-2, that's not bad. But the defense got to make some changes, number one. They're going to fix that. But that part where you lost your passion, that can't be fixed by a coach other than getting rid of that player. That could be fixed by a therapist. That's how I look at it. But, that's a tough one. That's tough. And that was the reason, full disclosure, after 13 years, the reason I retired, because I lost the passion and drive to keep continuing. So when you hear the word passion, you lost the passion, you lost the drive. That means it's time to quit. That's how I look at it.
Should the Chiefs cut him?
No, I'm not. That's between that organization, that young man. But somebody needs to talk to him. I mean, I'm not trying to throw this kid under the bus, but that's something that word in that phrase, "We lost our passion to blank, tackle, cover deep, stop people on fourth down," that's a concern.
And they have to find out whether or not it was a throwaway comment made after a game in the heat of the moment, or your true belief that that's where you're at as a player and as a defense, right?
Exactly. And I tell you, Marty Sonheimer always says this. Marty will say, hey, when you win, say little. And when you lose, say less. Some of these people don't understand that. And I hope they start to get it. Even when you win, it's we, you know, we didn't. Just say very little. But when you lose, tweet, don't tweet and just say less. Because when you talk after a loss, something like this comes out and it resonates throughout the whole Chiefs kingdom.
Mark Collins, former Chief, joining us. You mentioned some of the other things that can be fixable. I think we're all kind of looking for that silver lining, because a lot of things coming out, not just this comment, but the not being on maybe the same page, not having some trust, kind of questioning what's going on. How many of those things can be fixed in the confines of a season defensively for this Chiefs team to get on the right path?
Well, it's simple. I mean, when I go to a game, I watch the game differently than most. I must admit, and I don't sit outside as long because I got a tendency of calling plays out. So, and I want the fans to sit on me. How'd you know what's coming? Well, I play for a long time, not go inside and have a beer. But anyway, you know, certain techniques I see from my end zone seat that's pretty much at level where a safety would be. This lining up offensive. They put Frank Clark in the three tech. He's down the 3-point stance in a wide nine technique, which is a wide nine is way outside the tackle, and that position is strictly just to rush the passer. So he's in 3-point, and he's down like that. Everybody knows he's going to rush up the field, so the tackle just pushes him past the quarterback, and then they'll basically run right at him. And every team has done it. Even when the quarterback's in the shotgun, he's in at 3 technique, at wide 9 technique, and rushes the field. Quarterback steps up and runs that way. He's a better player when he stands up as an outside linebacker. Let him stand up, give him a 2-way go, to rush the passer, he's more effective that way. The secondary needs a little work, being confident in your jams and your technique and believing what you see. When receivers go to a 3-receiver set, I know Honey Badger got the guy in the slot. Jimmy's a little bit too deep. He's doing pretty well so far this year. He really is. But he needs to tighten that coverage down just a little bit. He's backing up, you know, 12, 13 yards on the slot receiver. That's too much room. If he chokes that down to 9 to 8 yards, and played his position from there, I think he'd even be better the player than he is now. You know, he could cover those guys. He's a DB, and he's a corner, and a safety. So, it's stuff like that. In the running game, you know, sometimes I think he's just done too much, trying to create pressure instead of two-gapping, which is engaging in the player, stand the player up, and then play either gap, A or B gap, or C or D gap, to see where the run goes and push towards that angle. A little bit more basic defense, I think they'll be fine. And that's all fixable stuff, as I just mentioned.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Collins with us here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, before we let you go, my man, is this still a Super Bowl-caliber defense? Can they win the Super Bowl with this defense?
Hey. And that's another thing. Let's not talk about that. Let's put that way back in the back burner. Let's go one game at a time. Let's try to get the division first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
After that, when everybody's record goes back to 0-0, then we'll see what happens at the end of the game. And sometimes teams get caught up, and fans get caught up in all. We're going to the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, you know, some players start looking at that stuff, and they forget the road to get there. You know, it starts with one game at a time. So let's not talk about that. Let's just go one game at a time and start with Denver, and then got bye week, and then we'll adjust and finish the season.
Yeah, there you go. Speaking
darn
like
you
a player.
Yeah. Jeez.
Putting that perspective on it. Mark, I appreciate it, my man. Thanks so much.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Take care. Mark Collins, 2-time Super Bowl champion, of course, wiffle ball champion as well in the Dayton Moores See You in the Major Leagues wiffle ball challenge. He was the coach of our championship team.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.